And a pleasant good afternoon to you from Open Space Park, Community Field at Open Space Park in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for football action. The Great Plains Athletic Conference opener for the Dort College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 0-1, suffering a loss to the Waldorf Warriors last Saturday night. While the Hastings College Broncos are playing in their season opener here this afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at Open Space Park in Sioux Center, Iowa. Before we get started, though, let's take a break, and we will be back listening to the Great Plains Athletic Conference Football Saturday Report. That comes up on the pregame show. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, September 8th, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. On this week's GPAC Football Saturday Report, we begin with a look back at last week's scores around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. A pair of Thursday night games last week. Morningside defeated Valley City State 49-7 and Northwestern over Southwestern 49-0. On Saturday, Doan defeated Briarcliff 41-28 in the conference opener for both schools. Nebraska Wesleyan over the University of St. Mary, Kansas 25-20. Waldorf defeated Dort 43-7 and Dakota Wesleyan over Dakota State by the final of 40-14. The first installment of the Hoff Mid-America Sports Players of the Week for GPAC football were named on Monday. Davis Blumendahl, quarterback from Northwestern, takes the offensive honor after completing 20 of 32 passes for 336 yards and four touchdowns in Northwestern's win at home against Southwestern. Anthony Cervantes from Dakota Wesleyan at linebacker is the defensive player of the week. He had an interception return for a touchdown of 25 yards in the Tigers' win against Dakota State. He also had 6.5 tackles last Saturday night. And Jordan Delbaugh on special teams from Nebraska Wesleyan takes the honor. He had two big blocked kicks in Nebraska Wesleyan's win against St. Mary by 5, 25-20 last week. And Jordan Delbaugh and Davis Blumendahl were both named NAIA National Players of the Week for their efforts last week. That's a look back to week one. After the break, we'll preview week two of GPAC football.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
We move into week two of GPAC football, and for most GPAC teams, it will be conference openers this weekend. The highlight matchup that has the national attention will be in Sioux City on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Elwood Olsen Stadium. 8th ranked Morningside at 1-0 will host 1-0 and 10th ranked Northwestern. Both teams very impressive in their openers a week ago Thursday night. Northwestern pitched the shutout against Southwestern, and Morningside had a convincing 49-7 win against 17th-ranked Valley City State. Northwestern was the coach's pick to win the GPAC regular season with Morningside 2. In the GPAC media poll, it was the exact opposite. Morningside picked 1 and Northwestern 2. Morningside is the defending champion. They'll be on their home turf Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Olsen Stadium, Morningside hosting Northwestern. The Josh Gearing era will begin at Midland University in their season opener at noon on Saturday when the Warriors welcome in Nebraska Wesleyan and the Prairie Wolves to Memorial Field in Fremont, Nebraska. Other matchups on this Saturday of GPAC football, it will be Dakota Wesleyan at 1-0 traveling to Concordia, who is 0-1. Dort at 0-1 will be home against Hastings. The Broncos of Tony Harper will be playing their season opener in Sioux Center. Saturday night at 7 in Crete, Doan will host a non-conference game against Dakota State and the Trojans at Simon Field. And a 1 o'clock non-conference game on Saturday afternoon in Sioux City has Briarcliff hosting Graceland from the Heart of America Athletic Conference in Lamoni, Iowa. Again, a 1 o'clock kick on Saturday afternoon. There was not a new football ranking from the NAIA this week. There will be a new one on Monday, so the rankings stay the same. St. Xavier, the defending national champions, are number 1. Carroll of Montana is number 2. Morningside for the GPAC at 8. Northwestern 10, as we mentioned before. Doan ranked 21. And the Hastings Broncos receiving votes. That's your GPAC Football Saturday Report for Week 2. I'm Corey Westra.
Come
You are listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders enter today's contest 0-1 this season. They gain 4.8 yards per rushing attempt, but give up 6.4 yards per rushing attempt after one game. Courtney Samuel is gaining 5.4 yards per carry, but he is not in uniform today. Watching warm-ups, he was dressed in sweatpants and his jersey top, so he will not be going today. Bryce Russler is averaging 4.3 yards per carry. Trey Pickney has 6 carries for a 6.2 average. Daniel Fennig had 3 totes on Saturday for a 5.3 yards per carry average. David Reese, Trey Pickney are the only other defenders with more than one catch heading into the game. The second game of the season, Bryce Russler was 7 of 22 in the air last season, or last week, for 47 yards. Defensively, Dort's Chris McDaniel was in on 8 tackles at cornerback last week, while Seth Vandevort, Sam Ashmore, and Anthony Hallam all had tackles for loss. Raymond Cleveland had an interception, as did Josh Nolmeyer. Darryl Van Grau punted 9 times last week for a 35.8 yards per punt average. Had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Coach Greg Youngblood, head coach of the Dort College Defenders. And here is what the coach had to say in preparation for this football game. Let's take a few minutes to visit with Coach Greg Youngblood about this afternoon's football game of the Hastings College Broncos. The Dort College Defenders coming off a loss to the Waldorf Warriors last Saturday night in Forest City. And, Coach, what do you take away from that game with Waldorf to start the season, a non-conference game, one that was 14-0, actually 7-0 near the end of the first half? They got a touchdown late to make it 14-0, and then in the second half just kind of wore you down and you had to get out of your game plan. What do you take away from that contest?
Well, obviously, yeah, it was a frustrating loss. We felt like we didn't play as well as we need to, and I'll take responsibility. I think early in the game, our defense was doing some good things, forcing some turnovers. Offensively, we couldn't get anything continuously moving the football. We were, got a few first downs, but seemed like we had a penalty or a miscue that would cost us, and we didn't get in the flow. And I think at halftime, when we kind of, did a better job figuring out, what they were doing to defend us. Our first drive, the second half, we feel like we made some good adjustments and we drove down and scored in that first drive. Unfortunately, at that point then, our defense started struggling a little bit and they gave up a touchdown before and after that one. Then we tried to, take a shot on first down there that second time that we had the ball in the second half. Made a bad decision, threw a bad interception for a touchdown, and that made it 28 points at that point. And I think we were right about the fourth quarter there. And so then at that point, I think we felt pretty confident. We had made some adjustments in our running game and what we were doing with the option that we could move the football and go score. But needing 28 points in that period of time, we felt like we weren't going to play for the moral victory. We wanted to take our shots to score quicker. But that makes it harder because it's different. It's not what we do first and foremost. And they obviously were defending more in the past. And so yeah, we struggled. And then we weren't able to get anything going and threw some interceptions after that. So it snowballed us a little bit. But, we look at it. We come away. We had, we had 225 yards rushing, 280 yards total offense. And for, when we go back and say, hey, as coaches, we could have adjusted earlier in the first half to some things they were doing. And if we would have found those adjustments earlier, we felt like we would have done a lot more damage that way, and then wouldn't have had to get out of our game plans early. And so, even though we it's frustrating, we still take away a lot of the things we can do well, and we feel like we feel like we're a much better football team having been through that experience. They say the first game is between your first and second game is usually when you make your most improvement in a season. So we're definitely counting on that, and we want to improve, and we feel like we are. Our guys came working hard this week to prepare. And so it's exciting to get another shot out there Saturday to get back to it.
Playing a Hastings College team that looks like they have a lot of returners on offense. Defensively, they probably have some turnover and some new faces. You as the offensive coordinator, what do you see from Hastings on tape with their defense that you can possibly exploit or take advantage of?
Well, you're right. They have some younger guys there. I wouldn't say all young, sophomores and juniors and a senior sprinkled in here or there, but you're right, they lost a lot of good players from last year's team that graduated, and so they're going to be guys that haven't had as much experience. At the same time, they're a good program. They're guys that have been there, even though there's only a few freshmen still playing there. They're guys that have been in the program and know the system, and And then Coach Harper there does a good. He runs the defense, and he does a good job with what they do schematically. They're going to be sound. So they're still going to be a formidable opponent, but for sure we look at their roster and we say, yeah, we need to move the ball on offense and run the clock and do the things we need to do to help our defense out. And so we need to take advantage of that. And so that's that, you know, that's going to be on us. And we feel confident like we can do that, and we've made some improvements that should help us this week. So that's our game plan.
You gained, if I remember correctly, a little over 200 yards this past Saturday. That's a good number. Is that what you hope for? I mean, do you set goals in terms of how many yards you want to gain on the ground and things like that?
We do. We do it more of yards per carry. Really, I think we'd like to be at 5.5 yards per play is our goal. And that would put us in the top of the GPAC, top half, really, of the GPAC, if you look at averages from years past. And the majority of that should be rushing the football because that's what we do. We felt like, yeah, 225 was a good number, but not a great number. We feel like 300 yards should be where we're at. If we're running the ball and we're averaging that, we should be getting 300 plus yards. But we know that, you know, depending on what defenses do, you know, we still end up throwing the ball 25 times last week, and we don't want that to happen, but we feel like we have the ability to do that if we need to. So yeah, that's our goal is to move it on the ground and keep our backs and our quarterbacks with the football and you know, chew up clock and control the game that way.
That is Coach Greg Youngblood talking about the matchup between these two teams, and as you could tell from the interview, disappointed with the outing last Saturday, that game at Waldorf in Forest City, Iowa. For the Hastings College Broncos, it's the season opener, so not a lot to go on in terms of a scouting report. Broncos returned Keenan Balazs at running back after he gained 808 yards on 206 carries last season. Also returning is John Dostal, the starting quarterback from last year. Dostal threw for 1,279 yards and completed 117 passes with 10 touchdowns and ran for another touchdown. Had 383 yards on 87 attempts. Dostal's favorite target from 2011 is back as well in tight end Zane Anstein. Anstein caught 25 passes for 276 yards, and he had two touchdowns. Hastings returned several players on offense. Their defense will look markedly different with the Broncos' top six tacklers now listed on their opening day two-deep depth chart. Garrett Griffith brings back the most experience with 10 games played, 3 interceptions, 17 solo tackles, and 16 assisted stops. Broncos also need to replace their place kicker and punter from 2011. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this weekend, we find Nebraska Wesleyan at Midland, Dakota Wesleyan is at Concordia, and Northwestern visits Morningside. Non-conference games, Dakota State is at Doan, and Graceland is at Briarcliff. And, of course, the game you're listening to this afternoon, Hastings versus Dort College. Hastings on the road in Sioux Center, taking on the Dort College defenders. Dort College looking for their first win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in a couple of seasons. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's pause now for the singing of our national anthem.
You see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free,
Curtis Taylor with the singing of our national anthem this afternoon, and a beautiful day for football in Sioux Center. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. The captains are having their meeting at midfield for the Dort College defenders, John Leachins, Seth Vandevoort, and we'll get the announcement from our referee, Darren Berg. He indicates Dort College won the coin toss, I believe. I caught that indication. Beg your pardon, Hastings did. They defer to the second half. Dort College will be receiving, and Dort College will be moving from right to left or from north, south to north, if that helps you a little more with the alignment here at Open Space Park. It's captains for Dort College, Jordan Huseman and Owen Rinaldo, along with John Leachins. John Leachins, starting safety for the defenders, still not on the depth chart, still not in uniform yet, as he is nursing along a sprained knee. So the Dort College defenders in the defensive backfield will be down a couple of players. Josh Nolmeyer, injured in the game last Saturday night versus Waldorf. Talked to him before the contest. He said it's a no-go for today. He'll try to get back and try to be ready to go next week when Dort College is on the road at Midland. So Dort College battling some early injuries this season, and really no different than any other team. Once you get into the season, you end up having two or three or four players, it seems, all the time that are banged up, so you're never completely healthy once you get into the season. Daniel Fennig and Trey Pickney will be back to receive for the defenders. Dort College in their black jersey tops, silver numbers trimmed out in white. For the Hastings College Broncos, Kenny Anderson will be kicking off. And he'll be kicking from the 35-yard line. Remember that rule change on touchbacks. The ball will be brought back out to the 25. Game time, temperature 75 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We will kick off straight up at 1 o'clock. Hastings College in their home white jersey, their road white jerseys with crimson numbers. Anderson puts his foot into it, an end-over-end kick, drives Fennig into the end zone. He's going to bring it out. He's to the 5, to the 10. Fennig stood up at the 15-yard line and dropped at the 17-yard line. And that's where Dort College will set up shop on the return by Daniel Fennig. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 17-yard line. First drive of the football game. So Dort College sends the offensive unit onto the field. And it appears to me Josh Van Kempen has been slid over into the fullback spot for Dort College. He was one of the starting wideouts last week. And instead the other wideout will now be Darryl Van Graal. Got Pickney and Fennig on the wings. And they'll hand it off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen up the middle. And Van Kampen good for a yard. That'll bring up second down and nine. Straight ahead carry by the fullback or the B-back in the flexbone offense for the Dort College defenders. Bryce Thrustler is the quarterback for Dort College. He comes to the sideline looking for the signal. Rustler is a junior from Blanchard, Oklahoma, listed at 5'11", 205 pounds. Barking signals. Two receivers set to the left. The wings are Fennig and Pickney. And they hand it off again to Van Kampen. And Van Kampen straight ahead carry for another 2 yards. And it's going to be third down and six. So third and six for the defenders at their own 20-yard line. And the Dort College defenders facing third down and six. So the first third down conversion attempt of the afternoon. Busy day for Dort College athletics today. We'll be getting updates throughout the afternoon on soccer and volleyball. Under center is Rustler. They send Pickney into motion. Pickney on the pitch, and Pickney is dropped for a 4-yard loss on the play, and that'll bring up fourth down and long. Fourth down and nine, and Dort College is forced to punt, and we will see Darryl Van Grau for the first time this afternoon with the ball spotted at Dort College's 18-yard line. Hastings College flowing the ball very well on that pitch play over to Pickney. Return man for Hastings at midfield, and Van Grau gets away a booming kick that will drive Sean Robnett back to his own 25-yard line. Brings it to the 30, breaks a tackle. He's up the left sideline to the 35-40. He's got a couple men to beat, and he is brought down at midfield. Josh Van Kampen making his way down the field to make that tackle near midfield. That was at Hastings' own 49-yard line. So Robnett brought it back some 19 yards after he was driven back to the 30. Ball went over his head. He grabbed it off the bounce, able to weave his way to the left sideline. And Hastings will take over with 12:56 left to go in the first quarter at their own 49-yard line. First offensive set. Dostal hands it off to Balazs. Balazs straight up the middle, and Balazs a gain of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and long. Keenan Balazs, 5'9", 175-pound senior, leading rusher from last season. He gains 3 on the play. So Hastings College will have it now second down and long. We'll call it second and 7. They're in the pistol. Balazs located behind Dostal. Dostal's going to take a shot down the field. Pass completed over the middle to the tight end. And he's dropped by Seth Vandevort, short of the first down. That's Zane Anstein on the reception. Past the 45 to the 44-yard line. That'll bring up third down and 3. So third and 3 here for Hastings College against the Dort College defense. So for the first time this afternoon, Hastings facing a third down conversion attempt. Last season, Hastings was about 50-50 on their runs and passes. That time they went to a simple play over the middle with the tight end scraping across the middle. Pistol set again. Dostal turns, fakes the handoff, play action pass. He's under pressure, passes over the middle, pass is completed. And Anthony Hallam makes the tackle, but not before the Hastings College Broncos pick up a first down inside the Dort College 35 down to the 32. Pass completed to Nick Strickland on the play, so a first down for the Broncos. 11:35 left to go in the first quarter, scoreless. Dostal in the pistol as Hastings works quickly. They've got a receiver set to the right and left. Tight end is set to the right. Dort College shows blitz with Ashmore coming up to the line of scrimmage. Now he'll back off. Now he'll show it again. Dort College showing blitz with their outside linebackers. Three down linemen. Dostal hands it off to Balazs. Balazs tripped up on the play. Ashmore able to shoot the gap that time and make the tackle. Short gain on the play. Gain of 2. I beg your pardon. Gain of 1. Well, second down and 9. So Sam Ashmore, number 33, a linebacker, a junior from Arlington, Texas, makes the tackle, reached out with his left hand and was able to trip up Balazs. That'll bring up second down and 9. Second and 9, Dostal communicating with his receivers, Hastings up to the line of scrimmage. Tight end and a wing back set to the right. Now they'll send Balazs into motion, so an open backfield for Dostal. Now they pitch it to Balazs, coming back in motion. He's to the 30, to the 25, and brought down at the 25-yard line by Dort College's Zach Shaver. Shaver makes the tackle. Short of the first down by a yard and a half. It'll be third down, so for the second time this afternoon, Hastings facing a third down conversion. And Hastings, in all likelihood, facing four down territory here inside the Dort College 30-yard line. Hastings looking to the sideline. Play clock is at 14. They're still in their huddle, one of the few times they've huddled up so far on this drive. Dostal has a fullback set to the right. Turns, hands to Balazs. Balazs to the 25, 20, breaks a tackle to the 15. He's got room to go. He's 10 and fumbles the football through the end zone. It's Dort College football. Balazs fumbled the football as he dove towards the pylon. The ball goes out of bounds, or I should say goes out of the end zone, and Dort College will get it on the touchback. So Dort College will get it on the touchback. That's the rule in football. If you fumble it through the end zone, you turn the ball over. So Dort College will get it. First down and 10. They dodge a bullet. Let's see if they can do something with it. Dort College will take it first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. 9:48 left to play at their own 20-yard line. So Balazs inches away from giving Hastings a 6-0 lead. Instead, he fumbles it at the pylon. Dort College gets the football back. Rustler turns, fakes the handoff, pitches over to Pickney. Hastings flowing to the football very well. Pickney is dropped for a 1-yard loss on the far hash mark. Second down and 11. So far, Dort College not getting much going with their running game. It's going to be second down and long. A loss on the play for Pickney. Dort College faked to the fullback. Van Kempen coming through and then pitched it to Pickney on the option play, part of the triple option. Daniel Fennig is the right wing. He has yet to get a carry this afternoon. Van Kempen, the fullback. They send Fennig into motion. Fake the handoff. Pass is incomplete, intended for Van Grau. Van Grau was open underneath, but Rustler overthrew him. Very nearly intercepted. Hastings College, Stephen Bowden, got a hand on it. He had the best shot at it. And the ball pass falls incomplete. It'll be third down and long. Third down and long for the Dort College defenders. Inside their own 20-yard line. Clock is at 15 seconds. Clock stops on the game clock stops on the incomplete pass. Rustler drops back to pass, facing third and long, scrambled, under pressure, throws towards the sideline, incomplete, intended for Grease. David Grease on the far sideline, and he overshot him. It's going to bring up fourth down and long, and Dort College is forced to punt. So Dort College punting from their own 19-yard line. Let's see if Van Grau can get away another booming kick. Back to return again is Sean Robnett. So Hastings College will get it back. Van Grau gets the kick away, and this time Robnett will field it at his own 47-yard line. He's to the midfield, 45-40, and he has stood up at the 38-yard line and finally dropped at the 36-yard line. We've got a flag on the play, thrown at the 26-yard line on the Dort College half of the field. We'll wait for the indication from Darren Berg what the call is. Still waiting on that penalty call. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Here's our referee, Darren Berg.
After the stage of smashes, personal foul, spacecraft, white.
So the indication is a face masking penalty against the Broncos. That will bring it back 15 yards. Came after the change of possession, so it's marked off after the run. And Hastings will take over at their own 49-yard line. This is where they started their last drive that ended with a fumble at the pylon. Gave Dort College the football back. Back to pass is Dostal. Dostal will take a shot over the middle. Pass is completed to the 35-30. 25-20. This one could go all the way to the 10-5 into the end zone. Touchdown. A touchdown completion from Dostal to Trevor Bond. A 51-yard touchdown pitch and catch. And the Dort College defenders surrender their first touchdown of the afternoon. A 51-yard touchdown pass and catch. Dostal to Bone. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-0, pending the point after by Kenny Anderson. Anderson will kick it out of the hold of Garrett Griffith. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Hastings College Broncos have a 7-0 lead with 8:35 left to play in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Hastings College takes a 7-0 lead. One play, 51-yard drive, and Dort College will get the football back at their own 25-yard line as Anderson sends that one through the end zone. And a touchback for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. So Dort College will send Bryce Russler and the troops back out onto the field. Two receivers set to the right. Football placed in the middle of the field in between the hash marks. Man in motion. They hand it off straight up the middle, and that's Leonard Manuel. So Manuel listed as a defensive end on the two deep for this week. Gains 5 yards straight up the middle. Courtney Samuel out of action today, so Leonard Manuel is taking his spot back at fullback. He was a running back last year to start the season, then suffered a knee injury. And to fight his way back into shape and into the depth chart last season, had a very productive first couple of weeks of the season, and then that injury slowed him up. Gains 5 on that carry, 6 actually. It'll be 2nd down and 4 on the straight-ahead carry in the flexbone offense. Russler pitches it right side over to Pickney. Pickney spun down and a short gain on the play, maybe gained 1. Running to the wide side of the field that time, the right side. It's going to be 3rd down and 3. Dort College needs to get to the 35 for a first down. Football resting just past the 32. Bryce Russler is the quarterback. Trey Pickney, wing back on the left. Fennig to the right. Receiver set to the right as well. Leonard Manuel getting the call this afternoon at fullback on this series. Josh Van Kempen started the game at fullback. Send a man in motion, that's Fennig. Might have had two people moving. Football's down on the ground, and we've got flags on the play. Certainly looked like Dort College's two wingbacks both went into motion. And the flags come out, and they'll sort it out. They're conferring with the Hastings College defense. This will be a 5-yard penalty, I would imagine. Hastings will take the yardage. Because it was on the offense, there's no play. And here comes the call from Darren Berg. Go, 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 go. And actually, they will decline the penalty, and it appears that our official's microphone not working. Was early on. Not sure he got it flipped on or not. So Dort College punting from their own 37-yard line. Ben Grau angles this one towards the sideline, and it's taken there by Robnett. Robnett at the 30-yard line and dropped at the 30-yard line. Getting down the field on the coverage. That's Leonard Manuel, so Manuel on special teams. Able to get down to the far sideline, the far numbers, actually, at the 30, and dropped Robnett immediately. First down and 10 for the Broncos at their own 30-yard line. Poorest field position of the day thus far for the Broncos. 6:59 left to play in the first quarter. They hand it off to Robnett. Robnett to the 35-40. He's got room to run, 45, and brought down at the 48-yard line. Finally getting to him is Seth Vandevort. Vandevort drops him, and we've got a defender shaken up on the play. I believe that's Trace Bozarth coming up. Bozarth, a linebacker, has to limp to the sideline. Dort College has to get a new player in. They've got 11 on the field. Jonathan Gardner, right defensive end. Micah Applegate's the defensive tackle. And it looks like Chris McCoy, also at a defensive end. They hand it off to Robnett. Robnett dropped in the backfield. Sam Ashmore makes the play. A loss on the play of four. And it'll be second down and long. So Sean Robnett dropped inside the 45-yard line back at the 44. And it's going to be second down and 13. Second and 13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Hastings with a football. Dostal out of the pistol. Back to pass. Ashmore coming on a blitz. Hits him as he throws the pass. It falls incomplete. It'll be third down. So Ashmore came in untouched from the right side of the Hastings College offensive line. And Ashmore put his shoulders into the ribs of John Dostal as he delivered the pass, and it fell harmlessly to the ground for a loss on the play. It'll be third down and long. Third and long for Hastings. Need to get into Dort College territory for the first down. Back to pass at his own 35-yard line. Going for it all over the top. And the man is open, and the pass is incomplete. The intended receiver got in behind Ray Cleveland. Chip Bardos was the man who was open for Hastings. Laid out for it inside the 10-yard line. But it drops incomplete, and it'll be fourth down. Cleveland looked up to try and find the football, and as he did, Bardos got open. Bardos very nearly came up with a field-shifting play, field position-shifting play. Instead, now Hastings will be punting for the first time this afternoon. Back to return, Trey Pickney at his 10-yard line. A line drive kick. Pickney will let it go over his head. And he's going to take it at the goal line. He's to the 5, to the 10, wants to make the play to the 15. He's to the 20 and brought down. Wanted to make the play, but that ball goes over your head inside the 10-yard line. You need to let it go over your head and into the end zone and live to fight another day. We've got a penalty flag lying at the Dort College 1-yard line. Let's see what the call is. A block in the back at the 1-yard line. So Dort College will take over deep in their own territory. So Dort College, easily their poorest field position of the afternoon. 5:32 left to play. First quarter, Dort College with it. Back at their own one. Russler is under center. Lennard Manuel, the fullback. Russler is going to keep it himself, and this is dangerous territory for the defenders. Russler keeps it himself. Gains one on the play. Out to the 3-yard line now. Dort College needs to get out from the shadow of their own goalpost. Going into the wind. What wind there is out of the northwest. Dort College moving from south to north. Russler is under center. And he will bark signals. Gets the snap from Rinaldi. He's going to run option to the right. Keeps it himself. He makes it to the 5 and then is stood up and driven backwards. Gain of a couple on the play. It's going to be third down and seven. Third and seven. Sedort College at their own five. Third down and seven on the way. Sedort College trailing 7-0. 4:20 and counting. First quarter. 10 on the play clock. Rustler is under center, eyeing the defense. 3 seconds now on the play clock, and he fakes the pitch. Pass over the middle, intercepted, no. Falls incomplete at the 21-yard line. Intended receiver was Van Grau. Ball drops off of the hands of Alex Gilden on the near numbers at the 20-yard line. And it'll be fourth down, and Dort College is forced to punt from their own end zone. So they're punting from their own five. And the Broncos will get good field position in all likelihood. Punting into the wind is Van Grau. Van Grau gets it away. Low line drive kick. It'll take a Dort College bounce to the 40-yard line. Letting it drop is Robnett. Robnett will now pick it up at his own 35. He is brought down by a slew of tacklers. Nothing, nowhere to go that time. And the first man there for the defenders again was Manuel. So Hastings will take over first down and 10 at their own 38. So Hastings College takes over at their own 38-yard line with 3:51 left to play in the first half, in the first quarter, that is. Dort College trailing 7-0. 7-0 our score. Hastings with a football at their own 38. They've had pretty good field position to work with most of the afternoon. And it appears Hastings needs a timeout. John Dostal asks the official for timeout and is granted timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Not much there, though, as Cameron Petrie comes up to make the tackle. Petrie makes the stop of Devontae Winston. Gain of five on the play. Cameron Petrie, a sophomore from Carrollton, Texas, making the stop. Got some new players into the football game for Dort College. Dostal turns, hands, gives it to the same running back, and brought down at the 45-yard line. Cleaning up on the tackle that time was J.T. Atkins. Not much room there for Winston. Winston, a gain of maybe one on the play. It's going to be third down and three. Third down and three at their own 45-yard line for the Broncos. Dort College with three down linemen. Need those linemen to occupy blockers, and then the linebackers can come up and make the plays. Matt Grease is one of the outside linebackers. Player who just made a tackle for Dort College, J.T. Atkins, makes another. He was also in on the stop. He's from Dallas. Back to pass, Dostal. Dostal pass delivered over the middle. Pass completed for a first down to the tight end. And the tackle. He was down on the play, Zane Anstein. Pass completion to the 45-yard line. So first down for the Broncos, their fourth of the first quarter. And the Dort College defenders will send an extra linebacker onto the field right now. They'll swap. They send Benoit Harris into the contest, and they take Chris McDaniel off the field. Dostal back to pass out of the pistol. Pass is completed to Anstein. Anstein lined up that time at a receiver. He breaks a tackle. He's inside the 30, down to the 25-yard line before he's finally brought down. Tackle is made by Jonathan Gardner down the field. Gardner on pursuit makes the stop, but not before Anstein goes from the 45-yard line down to the 32, so a gain of 13 on the play. They'll move that tight end around. They'll split him off sometimes. So first down and 10. And this time, handoff straight up the middle. It's Keenan Balage. Balage gains 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 7. Second and 7. So second down and long. Dort College trailing 7-0. So Dort College in the pistol. And again, they have Wilson on the field in the pistol, and he is brought down in the backfield. Mike Applegate there for the defenders. Makes the stop, a loss of one on the play. And it'll be third down and long. Driven back almost to the original line of scrimmage for this series of downs. Lennard Manuel playing both ways this afternoon. He came in for a defensive down there. New player on the field for the defenders. That's number 8, Pelham. Geroid Pelham, a 6'2", 230-pound freshman from Houston, Texas. He'll line up at a right defensive end. Pistol set, Dostal. Back there with Winston. Back to pass is Dostal on third and long. He dumps it off to Winston, and nothing there for Winston. He's dropped immediately. Making the stop is Pelham, and it'll be fourth down and long. A loss of 4. So Pelham makes the stop. It'll be fourth down and 13 and then for the Broncos. Not much to gain here by punting. 12 seconds left now, and they're going to let the quarter run out, leading 7-0. And they'll have some time to think about what they want to do here, facing fourth down and 13 at the Dort College 30. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back after the quarter break, right after this. A 45-yard field goal attempt is what Hastings elects to do after the quarter break, and Kenny Anderson pushes it wide right. And the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10. And they'll take over at the line of scrimmage. That was marked at the 30, so that was a long field goal attempt by Anderson. Hastings College misses on a opportunity to go up 10-0. And now it's 7-0. Dort College takes over at their own 30. Best field position of the afternoon. Under center is Russler. Russler turns. He's going to run the option, keeps it himself, and he's dropped for a 3-yard loss. Second down and 13. Dort College offense has to find a way to pick up some yardage. They cannot afford to keep trotting the defense back onto the field. So you got to move the football. You got to maintain possession of the football. Dort College still looking for their first down of the afternoon. Justin Kempen back in at fullback for the defenders. And under center is Russler. Russler sends a man in motion, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's going to run option, and he's tripped up. No gain on the play. For Hastings College, tackle made by Jack Sortino. Sortino makes the tackle. No gain on the play. It's going to be third down and 11. Third down and 11. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Dakota Wesleyan leads Concordia late in the first quarter, 7-6. Dort College facing third down and long here. Third and 11. Russler is under center. Van Kampen's the fullback. Grease is split off to the right. Fake the handoff. Back to passes. Russler. Russler throws it towards the sideline. Pass is completed to Fennig, and Fennig is out of bounds. Would have been enough for a first down, but he's just out of bounds along the right sideline, the near sideline in front of the Dort College bench. And that'll bring up third down and 11. So Dort College looks like they have a completion for a first down. But in the process, Fennig is out of bounds. So Van Grauna will be punting with the win for the first time this afternoon. Dort College forced to punt from their own 29. And Van Grau has his punt blocked, and the Hastings College Broncos come down with it at the 21-yard line. So the blocked punt. Hastings College will take over. First down and 10 at the Dort College 21, and the Dort College defense put in a tough spot here. Hastings came straight up the middle with that blocked punt. They grabbed it out of the air and dropped immediately. And they will take over first down and 10 at the Dort College 22-yard line. First down and 10 at the 22. And up to the line of scrimmage is Dostal. John Dostal in the pistol. Back to pass, under pressure, and brought down by Grease. And will they call him in the grasp? No, they will say incomplete. Incomplete pass. Matt Grease had him wrapped up. He was throwing him to the ground, twisting him down. And Dostal was able to get rid of the football before his knee touched the grass. And that will bring up second down and 10. Second and 10, pistol formation. Dostal's going to throw fade to the corner, and the pass is intercepted. At the goal line, Anthony Hallam comes away with it. I think Hastings thought they were going to get a free play out of it. They thought there was an offside, so they thought Dort College was in the neutral zone, but there's no flag on the play, and it'll be Dort College football at their own 20-yard line as Anthony Hallam, the senior from Visalia, California, makes the interception at the goal line, falls into the end zone, and Dort College gets it back at their own 20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It appears we have a problem with the scoreboard. And while they sort that out, let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, we've got the scoreboard back up and running. 13-12 left to go in the first half. Dort College trailing 7-0. Owen Reynaldez over the football. Bryce Russler is under center. So Russler sends a man in motion. That's Pickney from left to right. They're going to run the option. Now they pitch it over to Grease. Grease in the backfield, though, he's in a tough spot. Might have been a block in the back there, and he's going to fight his way back, and he loses two on the play. Hastings College able to penetrate along the offensive line. And Grease had to fight for everything he had to get back to within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage. It's going to be second down and 13, so a loss of three on the play. Dort College, pretty tough going here. Offensively, have not been able to generate much. Under center is Rossler. He's going to roll right. Pass towards the sideline. Intended for Trey Pickney and broken up on the near side by the safety coming over. That's Tyler Fichick. Fichick at the 32-yard line knocks the ball away after it looked like Fennig might be able to reel it in for a reception. And that will bring up third down and long. Dort College facing third down and long. 12:27 left to play in the first quarter. Beg your pardon, first half. Dort College trails 7-0. Russler is under center. Russler. They fake the rollout. Instead, they give it to Lennard Manuel. Manuel to the 25 to the 30, and Lennard Manuel bowls his way forward for a 13. He needed 12, and Dort College has their first down of the afternoon. Lennard Manuel straight ahead, and he's going to be an Iron Man today. We saw him take some snaps on the defensive side of the football at defensive end. Now he's in at fullback for Dort College. Been making plays on special teams as well, has the junior from Kansas City, Missouri. Dort College in the flex bone. Two receivers set to the right. In the slot is Grease. We had movement along the line of scrimmage. Keeping it himself is Russler, and he gets beat up on the play. He's to the 31 and then driven back by four Hastings College defensive players. Flag on the play. They're going to call it on Hastings. It'll be a 5-yard penalty against Hastings College. The early indication, at least, was Hastings College encroachment. So it'll be first down and 5. Dort College. First down and 5 for the defenders as they get five free yards out of that. Russler is under center. Owen Rinalda is the center. snap the football. They give it to the fullback, Van Kampen, and Van Kampen is able to churn his way ahead for 2 or 3 yards. It's going to be second down and relatively short yardage. This might be just the break the Dort College defense needed. Been out on the football field a long time here in the first half. Dort College trailing 7-0. Send Aaron Francis in motion. Dort College will now realign. 10 seconds left on the play clock. They look over to the sideline. And they get the signal. Francis lining up at the right wing. Handed off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen still on his feet. He's to midfield, and he's brought down by the safety at the 49-yard line. A gain of 12 on the play for Josh Van Kampen. And the Dort College defenders have their second first down. And it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders in Hastings territory at the 49-yard line. So Dort College trailing 7-0, but Dort College moving the football now. A drive that started at their own 20 after an interception by Anthony Hallam. Rustler fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, pitches it over to Fennig. Fennig at the 45-yard line down to the 43. So a gain of 6 on the play, and it's going to be 2nd and 4. Boy, Rustler had a lot of air under that pitch. Fennig was able to run under it and grab it. Turned his way up the field on the left side. 10-13 left to play, first half. Dort College in Hastings College territory. They mark the football just inside the 44-yard line, so a gain of 5 on the play. It's 2nd down and 5. Rustler is under center, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Now he pitches, and the football's on the grass. It drops. Unable to bring it in was Jake Flohn on the pitch. And a loss of 2 on the play and a fumble recovery, actually, by the Hastings College Broncos. So Hastings will take over 1st down and 10, forcing the fumble, or recovering the fumble. And the Hastings College Broncos will have it 1st down and 10 with 9:55 left to play. And they'll take over at their own 46-yard line. Hastings leads it 7-0. So Hastings with the football. Dostal gets the play from the sideline. He's got time to work. 12 seconds left on the play clock. Fakes the handoff to Balazs. He's going to pass to the sideline. Pass is completed to the 40. That's a 1st down. Anthony Hallam on the coverage. Pass completed to Austin Curley. It'll be 1st down and 10 for the Broncos at the 40-yard line. So a completion of 14 yards on the play. 9:48 left to play in the first half. Pistol formation. Dostal, the senior quarterback from Omaha, looks to the sideline, gets the play. Double tight set here for the Broncos. Set to the right, pass to the right, completed to Anstein. Anstein inside the 30, down to the 27. A gain of 13 on the play. Another 1st down for the Broncos. And it'll be 1st down and 10. Two plays, 2 1st downs for the Broncos. Vandevort makes the tackle for the Broncos, or pardon me, for the defenders after the completion to the tight end, Anstein. So 7 players on the offensive line of scrimmage. Double tight. Receiver set left and right. Narrow side of the field is the right side. Handoff to Balazs. Balazs to the 25 and falls forward to the 27-yard line. Vandevort again on the tackle for the defenders. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 5. 2nd and 5. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Hastings, Dostal up at the line of scrimmage. In the pistol, back to pass. Pass completed to Anstein. Anstein in untouched on the 23-yard pass reception. Anstein wide open on the play. And the Hastings College Broncos, a 55-yard drive. culminated by a 17-yard touchdown pass and catch to Anstein. And Ken Anderson is on to attempt the point after to make it 14-0. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Broncos lead it 14-0. 8:25 left to go in the first half. Door College trails 14-0. Back with more after this. An end-over-end kick by Anderson goes through the end zone. And the Door College defenders will take over. First down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Door College trails 14-0. Dort College will take over. Rossler is under center. Van Kempen is the fullback. Send a man in motion. That's Pickney. Rossler keeps it himself to the 25-30 and brought down at the 32-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play. Tackle made by Jake Stevens for the Broncos. So Dort College moving the football a little bit better than they were early in the ballgame. So Dort College facing now second down and 4. The Dort College defenders, Bryce Rossler, checks his wristband, gets the play from the sideline. 10 seconds on the play clock. He's under center. Fakes the handoff to the fullback, pitches over to Fennec. Fennec to the 30, 35, 40. He could go 45, 50, and brought down at the 50-yard line. And a flag on the play at the end of the play. Tackle made by Hastings, Jake Stevens. So an 18-yard gain on the play for Fennec. Flag came late on the sideline where the play headed to in front of the Hastings College bench. And we'll get the indication from our official. Personal foul, face mask at the end of the play against the Broncos. And that will bring up first down and 10 at the 15. So 15 free yards for the defenders. They're into Hastings College territory at the 35-yard line. Broncos on defense, Door College. Two receivers set to the right. They're in the flex bone. Wing to the left, wing to the right. Fullback is Van Kempen. They hand it off to Van Kempen. Van Kempen straight ahead for 2 yards. That'll bring up second down and 8. So Dort College trying to punish up the middle, and then that'll free things up on the outside. Daniel Fennig on that last carry, able to pick up 18, and then the face masking penalty gave him another 15 yards of real estate. Dort College trailing 14-0. Checking into the football game, Aaron Flohn's going to line up in the slot on the left. Also on the field, I believe that's Rockland Mao. He's number 86 on the far sideline. Aaron Francis is the right wing. Van Kempen is the fullback. They send Francis into motion. Fake the handoff. Rustler pitches it over to Francis, and Francis is brought down, a loss of 3 on the play. Hastings had that one measured out correctly. That's going to bring up third down and long. Francis had to stop to get the pitch, and the ball falling to the ground, and he was able to grab it and was downed immediately. The left wing back in the triple option set, that's Jake Flohn. Now they'll split Flohn to the right in the slot, along with Aaron Flohn, his older brother. To the left is Mao. Dort College will have Leonard Manuel lining up at fullback. Under center is Rossler, fakes the handoff. He's under pressure, gets a block from Manuel, though. He's to the 35, to the 30, cuts it back an extra yard or two, and he is brought down at the 26-yard line. Bryce Rossler stood up. He gets knocked down short of the first down by a yard. It's going to be fourth down, and Dort College, I would imagine, is going to go for it here. So big play here, fourth down for the defenders. That play all started with Leonard Manuel making a block that sprung Rustler on the right side, and Rustler did the rest, and rather than going down easily at the 30, He went inside the 30. He was down at the 26-yard line. He needs to get to the 25 for a first down. It'll be a long yard. 5:24 left to play in the half. Russler is under center. Manuel's the fullback. Let's see if they go to the fullback. They do not. They're going to run option. Russler to the 30, and it's close. Beg your pardon, to the 25. He's close. If the line judge is accurate, it'll be a first down, and it is. A first down. Dort College ran option to the left side. Russler kept it. He was able to get the yard he needed. Dort College trailing 14 to nothing. Has the football in Hastings territory at the 25-yard line. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Russler looks to the sideline. Aaron Flowen and Rockland Ma to the right. Got Daniel Fennig back into the football game at the right wing. They hand it off to Manuel, and Manuel straight ahead, maybe a yard on the play. It's going to be second down and long. Second and long. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Over on the soccer field, Dort College trailing. Missouri Baptist 1-0 in women's soccer play. Men will start at about 1 o'clock. Pardon me, at 3 o'clock, beg your pardon. So Dort College facing second down and 10. They don't give Manuel any forward progress on that play. Three-man front for Hastings. Russler fakes the pass. Now he's going to pitch it over to Pickney. Pickney inside the 25, 22-yard line before he's brought down by Alex Gilden. So Pickney gains maybe two on the play, maybe three. Looks like he's going to be short of a three-yard gain, so we'll give him two. It's third down and eight. Third and eight for the defenders. 3:40 left to play in the first half. Dort College trailing 14-0. Dort College using the clock here, trying to milk it and bring it down so Hastings won't have much time to work with, or as much time to work with. Third down, Fennig goes in motion, fake the handoff. Back to passes, Russler. Russler floats it through the end zone and out of play. Rockland Mao, the intended receiver. It's fourth down and long. Fourth down and long, Barry Dykstra will come off of the sideline. And Dort College will go for the field goal. This will be about a 40-yard field goal attempt. It'll be out of the hold of Kyle Henricks. So Dykstra, a junior from Hudsonville, Michigan, trying to get Dort College on the board. Snap is down, kick is up, and it's going to be short. So the missed field goal. And Hastings will take over, first down and 10. And they will do so at their own 22-yard line. First down and 10 for the Broncos at their own 22. 3:16. So Hastings College in the pistol. Dostal sends a man in motion. Dostal's going to roll right, delivers it to the right. That was the man who went in motion. Tyler Mertens. Mertens, fullback out of the backfield, catches the pass, 8-yard gain on the play. And by the time he's finally wrestled down, that's a 10-yard pickup. And a Hastings College first down, it appears. No, they're going to mark him just short of the first down. Well, that's about as close as you can get to the first down marker without getting credit for the first down. Stayed in bounds as well, 2:47 left to play in the half. 14-0, Hastings up. Dort College showing blitz from the right. Showing blitz is Pelham. Dostal barking directions. 4 seconds on the play clock. Turns, hands, gives to Balazs. Balazs, straight ahead carry, gains the first down, plus six. It'll be first down and 10 for the Broncos at their own 39-yard line. Clock stops momentarily as they reset the chains. Beautiful day for football. Lots of sunshine. So Dort College trailing 14 to nothing. Hastings in the pistol. This is Dostal. Dostal has Balazs behind him and a fullback set to his left. And they pitch it over to Balazs. Balazs at the 45, tripped up at the 45 and dropped at the 47-yard line. Cleveland, Gardner, and Pelham all in on the play at some point, getting credit for the tackle. It's going to be second down and two. Second and two for the Broncos. 1:35 left to play in the half. Dostal sees the defensive alignment, looks to the off, looks to the sideline, gets the snap now out of the shotgun, dropping back to pass. Pass over the middle is completed inside the 20. Four men went up for it, and one man came down with it. Coming down with it was Austin Curley. Curley stretches out, makes the play over the top of the two Dort College defenders who were there. You had Cleveland and Hallam back there. Neither one was able to come down with it. Now Hastings within striking distance at the Dort College 16. 1:14 left to go, and the clock stops as a player on the left side for Hastings jumps off. That's Jordan Willman. Willman with a false start. It's going to be first and 15. Drives Hastings back to the 21-yard line. Now Dort College needs a play. Coming in from the sideline for Dort College, it's Riley Sharper. Sharper trying to give him a little more beef up front. Dort College, four down linemen. Hastings, double tight set. Back to pass. Fade to the end zone, and it's incomplete. Coverage for Dort College by Zach Shaver. Shaver, just inside the pylon, went up for it along with Zane Anstein. Neither one able to come down with it. With 50 seconds left to go in the half, Dort College trailing 14-0 and trying to keep it there. Offset pistol. Dostal has Balazs behind him. He's going to drop back to pass. Pass incomplete over the middle. That's going to bring up second down and 15. Second and 15. Beg your pardon, third and 15. So third down and 15 with 46.5 seconds left. Dort College stops Hastings here. It would be about a 40-yard field goal attempt, and Hastings wants a timeout to talk things over. Dort College trails 14-0. Defense trying to come up with another stop. We'll be back with more right after this. Hastings uses their second first down of the first half to talk things over. Facing third down and 15 at the Dort College 21. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. While the Dort College faithful up on their feet, trying to get their defense to make a play here. 46.5 seconds left to go in the half. Hastings College used a timeout to talk things over. Dostal up to the line of scrimmage. Balazs is in the backfield. Receiver set to the right and left. Fullback is in motion. He'll line up in the slot to the right. Back to pass is Dostal. Dostal under pressure. Dodges Pelham. Passes incomplete. Intended for Anstein at the 11-yard line. Seth Vandevort there to make sure Anstein wasn't able to reel it in off the deflection as he bobbled it around. And that'll bring up fourth down and 15. Kenny Anderson on to attempt the extra, attempt the field goal into the wind. This will be a 38-yard field goal attempt. Dort College has three timeouts left. It looks like they will skew calling the timeout. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is blocked. Someone got a hand on it at the line of scrimmage for the defenders. And Dort College and the defense holds. Dort College has made gotten a couple of turnovers. One of them an interception at the goal line, another fumble at the goal line by Hastings early in the ball game. And the Dort College defense keeping themselves in this football game, trailing 14-0 with 40.6 seconds left to go in the half. Now Dort College has three timeouts remaining. 14-0 our score as we approach halftime. Play clock is at 15 seconds. Rustler's going to keep it himself, goes straight up the middle, gains a couple on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. Andor College does not need to run another play if they want to go into the locker room. Down 14-0, and it would appear that they will. Rustler looks to the sideline, and he's in no hurry to get back behind center. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Hastings College takes a 14-0 lead into the halftime intermission. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Hastings College leading Dort College 14-0 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference football game. We've got some other football scores from around the conference. We'll get to those in just a little bit. Scoring, first of all, for the Hastings College Broncos. They have scored 2 touchdowns. Taking a look back through my notes. They scored on a 51-yard touchdown pass from Dostal to Bond with 8:35 left to go in the first quarter. That put them up 7-0. They tacked another touchdown on a 54-yard drive, culminated by a 17-yard reception to Zach Anstein from Dostal. That made it 14-0. Dort College had a field goal attempt with 3:16 left to go in the first half. That was short. It was tipped at the line of scrimmage. And the score remained 14-0. Hastings got it into Dort College territory as well and came away empty as Dort College able to hold Hastings to a field goal attempt, a long field goal attempt, and they missed on the 37-yarder. And we go to the locker room with our score 14-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers from the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 14-0, our score at halftime. Here are the numbers. Hastings has 10 first downs to Dort College's 5. Rushing yardage, Hastings 91 yards on 12 carries. Dort College 79 yards on 25 carries. Dort College has not completed a pass on 6 attempts. Hastings is 11 of 18 through the air for 173 yards. Totals, Hastings 264 yards to Dort College's 79. Time of possession, Dort College 17:45, Hastings 12:07. Third down conversions, Dort College 1 of 7, Hastings 2 for 6. Individually, Keenan Balazs, 7 carries for 72 yards. He had a long of 30. Sean Rodnett, 2 carries for 17 yards. Darvante Knight, 3 carries for 7 yards. For Dort College, Bryce Russler, 10 carries for 27 yards. Daniel Fennick, 2 carries, 24 yards. Josh Van Kempen, 4 carries for 19 yards. Leonard Manuel, 3 carries for 18 yards. Bryce Russler, 0 for 6 through the air. John Dostal, 11 of 18 for 173 yards. Zane Anstein, 4 catches for 27 yards. Trevor Bond, 3 catches for 90 yards. Austin Curley, 2 catches for 51 yards. Daryl Van Grau has punted 4 times for 195 yards, 48.8 average, along of 59. Kenny Anderson, 1 punt for 55 yards. Seth Vandevoort leading Dort College with 5 solo tackles thus far. Sam Ashmore, 3 solos, 1 assist. Ray Cleveland, 2 solos, 2 assists. Anthony Hallam, 2 solos and 1 assist. Sam Ashmore has a tackle for a loss. Anthony Hallam has an interception. Kane Ellenberg has 3 solo tackles for the Hastings College Broncos. Jake Stevens has 2 solos, as does Casey Malafua. Hastings, 2 scoring drives. A one-play, 36-yard drive. I should say a one-play, 51-yard drive. On the Trevor Bond 51-yard touchdown pass from John Dostal. That made it 7-0. Trevor Bond credited with the other touchdown pass reception as well from John Dostal to cap a four-play 54-yard drive. So I've got to make that correction in my note. Trevor Bond credited with both touchdown receptions. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailing Hastings 14-0. The Dort College defenders, a busy day of athletics. Dort College volleyball played McPherson earlier this morning. Dort College wins at 3-0. Halftime of the women's soccer game, last report had Dort College down 1-0. Other GPAC football, Midland leads Nebraska Wesleyan 3-0 at halftime. And Dakota Wesleyan is tied with Concordia 6-6 nearing halftime as well. Northwestern and Morningside will be playing this evening. No report on Dakota State and Doan, Graceland and Briarcliff as well. I've got to double check and make sure that those games are not occurring later this evening. Coming up this week, Dort College in action with volleyball on Wednesday night. They travel to Mitchell, South Dakota to take on Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College men's and women's soccer on the road this Wednesday after a four doubleheader homestand to start the year. They're on the road at Cedar Rapids on Wednesday. They'll be playing women's and men's soccer versus Mount Mercy. Dort College cross country back in action next weekend as they go to the Woody Guarino Invite in Lincoln, Nebraska, 1 week from today. And Dort College football is on the road 1 week from today as they travel to Midland. And taking a look at the football rundown, Dakota State and Doan are playing this evening at 7 o'clock. Graceland and Briarcliff, no report on that score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And we also have, as a booster, Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll be back checking in with Great Plains Athletic Conference news for the week right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second half just about ready to begin. Dort College had the football last in the second half. That was after that defensive stand where a missed field goal was all Hastings could get. And they ran one play from their own 25-yard line. End of the half. And now Hastings, after deferring in the first half, they will be receiving the kickoff. Back to return, Clayton Dean and Sean Robnett. Robnett also the return man on the punt team. Kevin Giese will kick off for the defenders. Football at the 35-yard line, and we are underway with the second half of play. End-over-end kick high into the wind, taken at the goal line by Robnett. Robnett to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. Angles off to the sideline to the 20, and at the numbers is brought down at the 22-yard line. Sam Ashmore on the coverage, and also there Matt Grease. Matt Grease and Ashmore getting credit for the tackle on the special teams. And it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 23-yard line. Beg your pardon, for Hastings at their own 23-yard line. First down and 10, Broncos have it, leading 14-0. Dostal in the offset pistol. Turns, pitches to Balazs. Balazs stretches the play out to the right. He's got a seam. He's to the 30, 32-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. Ray Cleveland comes up to make the stop. It'll be second down. Short of the first down by a couple of yards. We'll call it 3. Second down and 3. Second down and 3 yards to go. Ray Cleveland will check out of the football game. He will limp to the sideline. Coming on, Dort College sends another linebacker. That's Vinoa Harris. They snap it back to Dostal. Dostal completed to Anstein. Anstein one-on-one dodges one tackler, Hallam, but Ashmore's there to bring him down, but not before he picks up 5 yards on the play. First down for the Broncos at their own 36-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Broncos at their own 36. Dostal gets the play from the sideline. Harris stays on the football field for Dort College. Dort College trying to get personnel on and off. Dort College had 13 players on the field. McDonald and Harris both race to the sideline. They give it to Dostal. Dostal to Balazs. Balazs, a gain of 6 on the play. It's going to be second down and 4. And this is where we saw Dort College struggle last week against Forest City. Was in the second half defensively. Had difficulty getting off the football field. Defense was on the field a lot. Dostal goes with a hard count. Now we'll look over to the sideline. Gets the play. He's in the pistol with Balazs behind him. Back to pass. Dort College comes with a blitz, and the pass falls incomplete. Anthony Hallam had it hit him in the numbers off of the deflection by Anstein. And Hallam unable to make the play. He was playing the man instead of the ball that time. He's going to come up and make the tackle. That was actually Trevor Bond, beg your pardon, 84 instead of 86. And they bring up third down and 4. Hallam very nearly a game changer there. Offset pistol. Dostal again the hard count. Now he looks to the sideline, gets the play change, comes up to the line of scrimmage, tells his lineman what play he wants. Dostal turns, hands give to Balazs. Balazs short of the first down. The Dort College defenders make the play. That's Vinoy Harris coming up to make the stop. Short of the first down by at least a yard. It'll be fourth down near midfield. Hastings playing with a 14-0 lead. I can't believe they would go for it in this situation, and they won't. So the Dort College defense looks like they have done enough to get off of the field. So Hastings is going to punt. Ray Cleveland will drop back as the lone safety, so they'll bring Fennig and Pickney back to the sideline. Cleveland will drop back as the single safety. And now we've got movement on the line of scrimmage. And a delay of game penalty against Hastings College. They were trying to get Dort College to jump. And the Dort College defenders will get 5 free yards as they don't flinch. Now Fennig and Pickney will come onto the field. So 11 men on the field for Dort College. Just counted them to make sure. Fourth down and 6, and we've got a stoppage of play. The officials whistled the play dead. And the false start on the offense. Another 5 yards, so Hastings going the wrong way now. They're going to be faced with fourth down and 11. They're already punting into the wind. So it went from fourth and 1, now fourth and 11. So Trey Pickney drops back. He's the single safety now at the 15-yard line. End over end kick will take a Hastings College bounce at the 28-yard line. Dort College player very nearly blocked into the football. That was McDaniel. McDaniel very nearly got blocked into the football, but instead Hastings will cover it at the 22. It'll be first down and 10. So after Hastings finally gets the punt away, Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 23. Anderson with the punt. 11:46 left to play in the third quarter. Hand it off to Manuel. No, fake the handoff. Now they pitch it to Pickney. Pickney to the 30-yard line, and he's driven out of bounds at the 34-yard line. And they could have thrown a flag there as Pickney was out of bounds, and he got hit again. But a gain at the 34-yard line, so a gain of 11 on the play. First down for the defenders. Dort College trailing 14-0. Rustler gets the play from the sideline. Fenning to the right in the wing. Wing to the left is Pickney. The fullback is Leonard Manuel. Three down linemen for the Broncos. They turn hand event to Manuel on the dive, and Manuel gains two on the play. It's second down and 8. Second and 8. Nothing much there for Manuel that time. Plugging up the middle, Casey Malafau and John Malise. So Leonard Manuel, gain of 2 on the play. It's second down and 8. Second and 8 on the way. Bryce Rustler up to the line of scrimmage. Dort College trailing by a couple of touchdowns. Receiver set left and right. That's been Grout and Grease. Rustler keeps it himself, and he has nowhere to go. Falls forward back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. It's going to be third down and long. Third down and 8. Dort College. Kevin Grout to the left. Grease to the right. You've got Manuel at fullback. Dort College in the flex bone. And now it appears they'll break the bone, and they will send Daniel Fennig into the slot to the left. Trey Pickney still in the wing at the left, on the left. Rustler is under center. Rinalda snaps it to him. Back to pass is Rustler, rolling left. Stops, plants, now has to throw it towards the sideline, and the pass is incomplete. He had the pressure coming from Malafua. Malafua makes the play, and Dort College is forced to, or puts the pressure on, and Dort College is forced to punt, facing fourth down and 7. Then Growl on to punt again. Sean Robnett at his own 25. Dort College punting from their own 37. Angled towards the sideline, and that goes out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it. And they will say it went out of bounds at the 39-yard line of Hastings. So Hastings takes over first down and 10 at their own 39. 9:38 left to play in the third quarter. Hastings leads 14-0. That figures out to a 24-yard punt for Ben Grau. Ben Grau had been punting very well up to that point, but that ball got up in the jet stream and blowing northwest, to the northwest, blows out of bounds. Dostal fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, fake the dive. He's still on his feet, and he picks up 9 on the play. It'll be second down and 1. Tackle for the defenders by Grease. Matt Grease, a senior from Lyndon, Washington, makes the tackle after Dostal had picked up 9 yards on the keeper after faking the dive. 9:10 remaining, third quarter. So the Broncos facing second down and 1. Offset pistol, you got the fullback to the right. Back to passes, Dostal passes over the middle, completed. And that's completed to Bond. Trevor Bond, wide receiver, into Dort College territory for a first down, down to the 43-yard line. So down to the 43, Hastings Gain of 9 on the play. Just a quick hitter over the middle. North College. Three down linemen showing blitz from the edge. Pelham and Grease both up to the line of scrimmage. And a busted play. Keeping it himself is Dostal, and Dostal doesn't have anything to work with. He fights his way back to the line of scrimmage, and that is all. Pelham there for, I beg your pardon, Benoit Harris there for the tackle. Gain of 1 on the play. It's second down and 9. Pretty vanilla offense right now for Hastings with a 14-0 lead. Dort College defense needs to come up with a play. 8-10 and counting, third quarter. Dort College trails 14-0. Hastings with a football. Tight end set to the right. They hand it off to Balazs. Balazs at the 40-yard line. He's brought down. Making the play in the backfield for Dort College at the line of scrimmage is Vinoy Harris. Harris able to come up, make the stop. And they'll bring up third down and 7. Lennard Manuel out onto the field. And Lennard Manuel will line up now at a right defensive end. He's been in on a ton of plays today. Micah Applegate's the nose tackle. Over on the left defensive end for the defenders will be Pelham. Linebackers, you've got Vandevort, JT Atkins, Sam Ashmore, Matt Grease. I beg your pardon, Chris McDaniel. Actually, 5 defensive backs on the field for Dort College. Swing pass to the right to Balazs. Balazs stretched out to the sideline, and he is forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that is all. Actually, a loss of 1 on the play. That's going to bring up third down, and fourth down and 7. So the pass was completed to Balazs. The little swing pass out of the backfield, but he didn't have any blockers in front of him. Dort College able to force him out of bounds. With Chris McDaniel making that play, forcing him out of bounds. And Hastings College sends the punt team onto the field. Ray Cleveland will station himself at the 10-yard line. Anything over his head, I would imagine he's going to let it go past. Anderson angles it to the sideline and kicks it out of bounds, and that's going to be outside the 20. To the 25, 26-yard line. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 26. So Dort College with a football. 6:50 left to play in the third quarter. Hastings didn't gain much in the way of field position there. About a 14-yard punt on that play. North College takes over first down and 10 after the punt gets blown out of bounds. Russler keeps it himself. He was looking for the option pitch to Pickney, and he was covered, so Russler kept it. Loss of 1 on the play. He's knocked down at the end of the play by Torrey Warren. Second down and 11 after a loss of 1. Second down and 11. North College trailing 14-0. North College 1. Truly legitimate scoring attempt. This afternoon, a score drive that ended with a missed field goal. Second down and 11. 15 seconds on the play clock. Up to the line of scrimmage, Dort College in the flex bone. Josh Van Kempen back onto the field at fullback. They hand it to Van Kempen, and Van Kempen driven backwards. So a loss on the, well, they give him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage. That'll bring up third down and 11. So Van Kempen met at the line of scrimmage and then driven backwards. Third down and 11. Football at the Dort College 25-yard line. Dort College trailing by a couple of touchdowns. Hastings College, 3 down linemen. They've got a linebacker showing blitz from the edge. They'll send Pickney into motion, dropping back to pass is Russler. Russler is brought down in the backfield. Down he goes, a loss of 5 on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 16, and Dort College will be forced to punt. So they'll punt from their own 20-yard line. 5:15 and counting, third quarter, a fast-moving third quarter. So Van Grau, stationed at his own 5-yard line, gets it away, a line drive. takes a bounce, gets away from Robnett, and he'll let it go past him out of bounds, and it'll go out of bounds at the Hastings 31-yard line. And that's where Hastings will take over. 49-yard punt that time. Hastings will take over, 4:52 left to play in the third quarter. 14-0, our score. Report from the women's soccer game. Dort College ties it up 1-1 in the 64th minute. So they're knotted now at 1-1. Probably nearing the end of regulation on the soccer field. They give it off to Robnett. Robnett stretched out and thrown for a loss. Sam Ashmore along with Dwight Green. A 3-yard loss on the play as Ashmore and Green able to come up and make the tackle. McDaniel on the field now, so Dort College gets an extra defensive back on the field. Benoit Harris trots off. Dostal getting the play from the sideline. 14 seconds on the play clock. He's in the pistol. He's got Robnett behind him. Back to pass is Dostal. Dostal has some room to run. Coming up is Grease. Grease forces him to the sideline and out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 4. So Grease forced him out of bounds. So gain of 4. Hastings at their own 36-yard line. Beg your pardon, their own 37-yard line. They've got to get past the 41 for a first down. And the offset pistol again, Robnett in the backfield. They turn hand, give to Robnett. Robnett at the 40-yard line, he's dropped. He's short of the first down. Seth Vandevort comes up to make the tackle. And that's going to bring up 4th down and 1. So the Dort College defense gets off of the field again without surrendering a first down. And that'll bring up the Hastings College Broncos punt team onto the field. Anderson on to punt. Fennig and Pickney back deep. Fennig actually at the 30-yard line. Pickney deeper at the 15. Anderson's last punt went out of bounds. He angles this one towards the, well, he gets it to the middle of the field, and Trey Pickney comes up, makes the fair catch at the 22-yard line. And Dort College will take over 1st down and 10 with 3:01 left to play in the third quarter, still trailing 14-0. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College on the field with the offense. Back to pass is Russler. Russler has Grease open over the middle, completed and dropped it. At the 47-yard line, David Grease had it in his grasp and had a big gainer coming and dropped it. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be 2nd down and 10. 22-yard line, Dort College will do it again. He had it at the Hastings 47. The pass was completed. It was delivered on the run. And now Russler regroups, hands it off up the middle to Manuel. Manuel gains 3 on the play. 2nd down and 7. Beg your pardon, 3rd down now and 7. 3rd down and 7. 2:40 left to play in the third period. Dort College trailing 14-0. Pretty cleanly played football game up to this point. Not a lot of penalties. Play clock will wind down 15 seconds. Dort College trying to slow up the pace of the game a little bit. Hastings always trying to keep it sped up. Russler He's going to fake the rollout. Hands it off to Manuel. Manuel to the 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. It's a foot race to the 30, and he's drugged down from behind. 26-yard line, Dort College will have it. Lennard Manuel busts off a long run for the Dort College defenders. A 52-yard run for Lennard Manuel, and the Dort College fans have something to cheer. With 1:58 left to go in the third quarter, Dort College with it first down and 10 at the Hastings 26-yard line. They fake the rollout and handed it off to the fullback Manuel instead. Now they pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig with the wide side of the field to the 30, and he's going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. Loss of 4 on the play. Second down and long coming. Football at the 30-yard line. So second down and 14. Dort College with it in Hastings territory. 1:15 and counting. Third quarter of play. Up to the line of scrimmage is Rustler. Rustler, they send a man in motion, Fennig, and Rustler under pressure now dumps it off to Pickney. Pickney to the 25. Stood up at the 25. He fights his way forward inside the 25 down to the 22-yard line. Rustler that time hit as he delivered the pass to Pickney. And that's going to bring up third down and 6. Third down and 6 for the defenders. They need to get to the 17-yard line, just inside the 17-yard line, for a first down. They have to run one more play here in the third quarter, trailing 14 to nothing. Rustler under center. Van Kempen, the fullback. We've got Van Grau lined up wide to the left. They send Fennig in motion. They hand it off. No, they pitch it over to Fennig, and Fennig gains a couple on the plays to the 20, and Dort College faced with a decision. They'll have the quarter break to talk about it, though. They'll face fourth down and 3 when we resume play in the fourth quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the fourth quarter of action right after this. Fourth down and 3. Dort College football at the 20-yard line. Rustler up to the line of scrimmage. Van Kempen is the fullback. Pickney is set to the left. They send Pickney in motion. Pickney trying to draw Hastings into the neutral zone. Hastings does not flinch. Rustler under center. 3 seconds on the play clock. He's going to run the option to the right. Keeps it himself, and he's stood up, and no gain on the play. No gain on the play for the Dort College defenders. And the Hastings College Broncos will take over on downs. So a turnover on downs. And we just got the statistics through the third quarter. Hastings, 314 yards of offense to Dort College's 145. Dort College, 137 yards of rushing. Hastings, 128. Hastings, 186, though, through the air. Lennard Manuel, 6 carries for 72 yards. John Dostal, 14 of 22 in the air for Hastings for 186 yards. He turns and hands to, I believe, Sean Robnett. Hastings is rotated. 2 or 3 different running backs through that tailback spot, and that's actually Devante Winston. Winston, number 43, a freshman from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hastings leads at 14 to nothing. So Hastings with a football, Dostal and the pistol. He's got Winston in the backfield with him, looking to pass. Throws it to the sideline. Incomplete. Bounced off of the face mask of Ray Cleveland off of the deflection. Pass intended for Trevor Bone. And that'll bring up third down. Cleveland right there. Close enough that the deflection ended up bouncing off of his face mask. And that'll bring up third down. Cleveland disappointed. Sees a game-changing opportunity and unable to make it that time. Football will bounce Plenty of directions. Back to passes, Dostal. Dostal under pressure, delivers over the middle. Pass is completed. Tackle for the defenders made by Cameron Petrie, but not before Bowen picks up the first down to the 40-yard line. A 16-yard pickup on the play. So at Ord College, giving up the first down now. Hastings with it at their own 40-yard line. 14 minutes up to go in regulation. Ord College down 14-0. Dostal in the pistol. He's got Winston in the backfield with him. Receiver set right and left. Double tight set. Pass is completed, this time to Anstein, and Anstein is tackled by Petrie. But not before Anstein, the tight end, picks up 9 yards. And the football resting just shy of the midfield stripe. Facing second down to less than a yard will be the Broncos. Well, the Stewart College team has gotten better since last week. There's no doubt about it. Find themselves down 14 to nothing. They've had a couple of scoring opportunities. Back to pass is Dostal. Dostal delivers it to an open receiver at the 35-yard line. He breaks a tackle and is downed at the 32. Anthony Hallam on the coverage. Pass was completed for Hastings to Nick Strickland. Strickland, gain of 18 on the play. And that's going to bring up first down and 10 now for the Broncos at the 33. Dostal in the pistol. Dostal looks to the sideline. He'll come up to the line of scrimmage, and a double tight set again for the Broncos. Receiver set left and right. Nothing fancy. They hand it off to Winston. Winston straight ahead, and he is brought down after a 5-yard gain on the play. Meeting him and wrapping him up was Grease. Number 14, Matt Grease on the tackle, one of the linebackers for Ord College in the 3-4 set. Coming off to the sideline, a player looks hobbled. That's Taylor Teal. Teal comes limping off of the sideline. Ord College trailing 14 to nothing. Starting to run out of time. 12:26 left to go in this quarter. Ord College needs a big play. They send Bowen out to the right. Dostal in the pistol. Dostal back to pass. Under pressure, and Ashmore brings him down. Sam Ashmore came off the edge untouched, and Dostal takes the brunt of it. Dostal looked up, and all he saw was number 33 coming with a head full of steam, and Sam Ashmore, the junior, comes up, makes the tackle, the quarterback sack. Ashmore, the junior from Arlington, Texas, makes him pay. Now Hastings faced with a third down and 15. Third down and 15, Dostal. They put three receivers to the right. Dostal looking right, and we've got a flag on the play. Play stops. In all likelihood, this is going to be on the offense. A delay of game against the Broncos, and Hastings has not helped themselves today. But remember, this is their season opener, so some of these mistakes you're seeing, they haven't been able to work out with a non-conference game earlier this season. This is their first game of the year. So with 11:21 left to play in the ball game, Ord College trails 14 to nothing. Up to the line of scrimmage, Dostal has got two receivers set to the right. He wants one of them to go into motion. 4 seconds on the play clock. Dostal back to pass, and we've got a penalty again. No, a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. Hastings College facing third down and 19 at the Ord College 42-yard line. They need to get to the Ord College 23 to keep this drive going, or at least to gain a first down. Facing third down and 19, Hastings leads it 14-0. Dostal up at the line of scrimmage. yelling to his lineman. Now he's in the pistol. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got Balazs open out of the backfield. Dostal is brought down at the 40. Dostal brought down at the 40. Vandevort and Vinoy Harris flowing to the pass, to the play. They bring him down after a short gain on the play, and now Hastings facing fourth down and long, and they will punt. They'll send Kenny Anderson onto the field. Ray Cleveland at his own, at the Dort College 10-yard line. Fourth down and long. This punt from the Dort College 40. And a high kick. That's going to get caught in the jet stream and takes a Hastings bounce inside the 20 to the 15. It bounced at about the 27-yard line. So it ends up much better for Hastings than it originally looked like it would. A net of 25 on that punt. Dort College will take over at the 15. Well, the Dort College defense has pitched a shutout here in the second half. Hastings College leads at 14-0. Dort College needs a big play. Under center is Rustler. Rustler fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it option. Pitches over to Pickney. Pickney to the 20, 25, and brought down at the 26-yard line on the far side. First down and 10 for the defenders. I believe a first down at least. Yes, they'll give him enough yardage for a first down. I was a little generous with the 26-yard line spot. Instead, it's at the 25. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 25. Ben Grau to the left. Grease to the right. Pickney is lined up at the wing on the left. Ben Campen is the fullback or the B-back. You've got Daniel Fennig in the wing to the right. Rustler is under center. 9:47 left to go in the game. Dort College down 14-0. Hastings showing blitz. Linebacker comes up to the line of scrimmage on the right. Rustler's going to keep it himself. Reads the defense. He's past the 25 to the 27-yard line. It'll be second down and 8. Second down and 8. 9:31 left to play. We continue to keep an eye on the clock. Dort College trailing 14-0 with a football. Play clock winding down to 15 seconds. Game clock continues to roll as well. Rustler barking signals, three-man front. He's going to keep it himself. He's at the 30, to the 35, 37-yard line, and he's brought down. First down yardage for the defenders on a 9-yard keeper by Rustler. So Bryce Rustler with a 9-yard gain on the play. And another first down for the defenders. Get into the end zone and make it interesting. Dort College breaks their huddle up to the line of scrimmage. Rustler under center. We've got Grease to the right. Then Grau to the left again. Fake the dive. Pitch right side over to Pickney. Pickney nowhere to go. Dodges one tackler. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Pickney had to work awfully hard to get back to the line of scrimmage. He made one player miss. He's slow in getting up. Trey Pickney knocked down on the play at the line of scrimmage. Pickney waving off the substitute. He says, I'm fine. Aaron Francis retreats to the sideline. 8 minutes left to go in the game. So Bryce Rustler up to the line of scrimmage. Rustler under center, Owen Rinalda ready to snap the football. Send a man in motion left to right. Rustler pitches it to Fennig, and Fennig has to fall on top of it. A loss on the play. That pitch went back to the 30-yard line, so that's going to be a loss of 8 for the defenders, and it's going to bring up third down and long. Bad position right now for Dort College. It's going to be third down and 19, 7:25 left to go in the game. So third down and long. Looking to the sideline, Rustler gets the play. And he doesn't like what he's given. And Dort College is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College forced to use a timeout. They're at their own 28-yard line facing third down at 19. 7-1 left to play in the ballgame. Back to throw is Russler. No, they hand it off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen to the 35-40 and back to the original line of scrimmage for this set of downs, plus 3 yards. It'll be fourth down and 7, and in this situation, 6:57 left to go in the game. Thinking Dort College has to go for it. Don't want to, obviously, in your half of the field. And now it appears that they will send the punt team onto the field. Trailing 14-0, 6:40 left to play in the game. Dort College down a couple of touchdowns. You need a big play of some sort at this point. Sean Robnett back to return. He's inside his own 30. Van Grau. Well, they run the quick snap to Van Kampen. Van Kampen pass over the middle, incomplete. So Dort College went for the trick play, and Van Kampen's pass over the middle intended for Greece falls incomplete. And Dort College turns it over on downs. So Dort College turns it over at their own 40-yard line. Hastings will take over, first down and 10 with 6:21 left to play. In the contest, they'll take over at the Dort College 40-yard line. And when they sent Manuel off to the right in the slot, looked like Dort College had something up their sleeve. Pass fell incomplete, though. Dostal fakes the dive. He keeps it himself. He's to the 40, to the 30 now, and he is brought down after he picks up a first down. And Hastings is going to be content to grind on the clock here. 6:13 left to play as they stop the clock momentarily to reset the chains. Football is inside the 30-yard line. Dort College trails 14-0. Dostal barking signals. He's in the pistol. Turns, hands, gives to Balazs. Balazs, nothing there. Play blown up the middle by Vinoy Harris. Harris able to make the stop. Little or no gain on the play for Balazs. And maybe a yard. It's going to be second down and 9. Second and 9. Hastings with that 14-0 halftime lead. They've been content to keep the ball on the ground for much of the second half. Dostal sends a man in motion. That's the fullback. They hand it off to Balazs. Balazs to the 30, to the 25, and drugged down at the 22-yard line. Vandevort and Harris flowing to the play for Dort College. It's going to be third down and 4. Third down and 4, so a gain of 5 on the play. Hastings in all likelihood in four down territory here. They would have the wind at their back, though, for a field goal attempt if the Dort College defense can hold here. Dort College defense trying to summon up another stop. Been living on the edge much of this football game, and they've come up with the plays in the second half to keep it a 14-0 ball game. Offset pistol, they hand off to the fullback, and second effort might have been enough for Hastings College and Tyler Mertens. It looks like it's going to be awfully close, and from my vantage point, it's going to be just shy. Mertens stopped just short of the first down. Football resting on the 20. Got to make it about to the 19.5 for a first down, and Hastings saying we're going to go for it here. Fourth down and less than a yard. Dort College defense. See if Hastings tries to draw Dort College off. Balazs is in the backfield along with Dostal. Send a man in motion. They hand it off to Balazs. Balazs met at the line of scrimmage, and he falls forward, and it's close to a first down. And this will depend if it's on the right foot or the left foot of the line judge. They'll clear the pile. 3:44 left to go in the game. Clock stops, and it appears Hastings has been stopped shy of the first down. Will they bring the chains out to measure? It appears they will. So while they do that, let's tell you who makes the broadcast of these football games and other Dort College athletic events possible. Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-737-722-4472. Short of the first down by less than a length of the football, Dort College comes away with a stop on defense. First down and 10 for Dort College, 3:44 left to go in the contest. So Dort College forces the turnover on downs. Dort College takes over at their own 20-yard line. Bryce Rossler under center. Lennard Manuel in the backfield with him. Rossler back to pass. Throw over the middle. Deflected and incomplete. Intended for Trey Pickney. Deflected off of his fingertips, and Kane Ellenberg was there. He knocked it down. Ellenberg at free safety spot knocks it down. So second down and 10 for the defenders. 3:39 left to play. So Dort College trailing 14-0. Clock stops on the incompletion, so Dort College with plenty of time here to get the play in from the sideline. 7 seconds left on the play clock. Now four. Rustler sends a man in motion. Fakes the pitch. Now throws it up for grabs, and this one's up for grabs, and the ball is intercepted. Intercepted off the deflection. It's just a jump ball that Marcus Moe comes down with at the Hastings 46-yard line. Moe makes the interception with 3:34 left to go in the contest. Hastings now with a football at their own 46. And a first down or two, and this one is in the books. Dostal has Balazs behind him. He hands it off to Balazs. Balazs to the wide side of the field, and he loses it. Knocked loose by Cleveland, but he was down on the play. Ray Cleveland, not a real big kid. 5'7", 200-pounder. 200 pounds might be a little bit of a stretch, but he came up to deliver the knockdown of Keenan Balazs. And initially, not sure Cleveland knew where he was as he stumbled up, but he acknowledges the bench and says he's fine. 2:55 left to go. Dostal turns, hands, gives to Balazs. Balazs this time trying the left, and he gains four on the play before he's brought down. Seth Vandevort submarining the play. Seth's been in on a lot of tackles as he normally is. The junior from Urbandale, Iowa, prepped at Des Moines Christian. And Dort College will send extra defensive backs onto the field. Chris McDaniel onto the field. Lennard Manuel, the Iron Man today, playing both sides of the football. He'll come in at a defensive end. Looks like Cody Vandekamp is the safety, along one of the safeties along with Cleveland. Third down and six, 2:13 and counting. Dostal back to pass. Hastings going to the air here, and the pass is completed to the fullback and up the sideline, rumbling to the 20, down to the 15, and he dives into the end zone. A touchdown completion to Tyler Mertens. Mertens out of the backfield, ran over a couple of Dort College defensive backs to get there, and he makes it a 20-0 ball game pending the point after. Mertens would not be denied. Mertens, a load to bring down, 6'1", 235, and the senior from Waverly, Nebraska, went over the top of two or three would-be Dort College tacklers. And Anderson is on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is blocked by Dort College. Anthony Hallam will pick it up, no. Well, now he does go back and pick it up. He's up the sideline and forced out of bounds at the 20-yard line. 20-0, Hastings in front. 1:56 left to go in the game. Hastings kicking off when we're back right after this. An end-over-end kick through the end zone by Anderson, and another touchback for the defenders with 1:56 left to go in the game. Dort College trails 20-0. Well, it was a 14-0 ball game till moments ago when Tyler Mertens caught a John Dostal short pass, and he did the rest of the work. Did Mertens for Hastings' third touchdown of the afternoon. Dort College was living dangerously much of today. Back to pass, and Henricks completed a 10-yard pass to the 35-yard line. So Henricks with a pass completion. Got it to Grease, I believe. First down and 10 at their own 35-yard line for the defenders. Henricks under center. He's going to roll right. Pass is incomplete, intended for David Grease. That'll stop the clock with 1:42 left to play in the contest. Dort College volleyball victorious earlier today over Peru State, 3-0 as well. So a pair of 3-0 wins for the defenders as they go 3-1 this weekend, I should say. Under center is Henricks. Henricks. Back to pass. Pass over the middle completed to Pickney. Pickney with the football at the 45-yard line. And he is brought down at the 43-yard line of the Hastings College Broncos. And Pickney is shaken up on the play. Trey Pickney shaken up on the play. He's still on the turf here at Open Space Park. And Chris Fagerness will come in from the sideline and check out the sophomore. From Carrollton, Texas, today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Henricks up to the line of scrimmage, fakes the handoff. He's going to roll left, stops, plants, pass is completed to Van Grau. Van Grau to the 25, inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line. 1:20 remaining in this football game. Dort College trailing 20-0. Aaron Francis on the field, by the way, in place of Trey Pickney now. Jake Flone will line up in the slot. Henricks marching the team down the field. Henricks will roll right, floats it off for Flone. Flone brought down inside the 20 at the 19. Dort College able to pass the ball here in the could be their last drive of the football game. In all likelihood, it will be. 56 seconds left to go in the game. Dort College with it inside the 20. Second down and 6 to go. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing Hastings 20-0, but Dort College inside the Hastings 20-yard line here. 49.4 seconds left to go in regulation. And Kyle Henricks brings the troops back onto the field after the timeout. Fennig set in the slot to the left, and Grau wide to the left. Back to pass, Henricks. Henricks picks out Fennig, finds him. 14-yard line, spun down at the 13, and Fennig close to a first down. They're going to keep the clock moving. Dort College, I believe, has one timeout remaining. Henricks is under center. Henricks will kill the clock, and now it'll be fourth down. Well, that'll stop the clock. And fourth down and one for the defenders. 41.5 seconds left to go, and Dort College facing fourth down and one. Dort College trailing 20-0. Kyle Henricks, quarterback from Little Elm, Texas, has led this drive. It started at the DeKalb College 25. Now we have a stoppage in play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We have a conversation happening right now on the field with five of the officials. Field judge hasn't joined them yet, but everyone else is in on the huddle. Let's see what the explanation is. So you heard it. They want the clock brought down to 36.5 seconds left to go. And they run 5 seconds off the clock. And that'll bring up fourth down and one. Fourth down and one. Henricks under center. Van Kampen's in the backfield with him. You've got Pickney and Grease to the right. They hand it off to Van Kampen on the misdirection. He's got a first down to the five, pulling his way into the end zone. Touchdown, DeKalb College! The DeKalb College defenders a 75-yard drive to make it 20-6. And they'll try for the point after. Josh Van Kampen, not to be denied, a 13-yard touchdown run by the fullback. The senior from Jenison, Michigan, stopped at the 3 and he kept churning and made it into the end zone to make it 20-6. Barry Dykstra drawn for the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. 20-7, DeKalb College down 13. 29.2 seconds left to go when we're back right after this. Going almost exclusively to the passing game, DeKalb College marches 75 yards down the field for a touchdown to make it 20-7. 29.2 seconds left to go in this football game. DeKalb College on to attempt the onside kick. It's got to go 10 yards, popped into the air, and the Hastings College Broncos, Trevor Bone, knows he's going to get hit. He makes the play at the 45-yard line, gets hit immediately, hangs on to the football, and it'll be Hastings College football. Bone's played a pretty good ball game for Hastings. He's caught a couple of touchdown passes. There he knew he was going to get hit. DeKalb College executed the ball and had the onside kick pretty well. The ball popped into the air, was near the 10-yard mark. When Hastings College, up man Trevor Bowen able to make the play. Now Hastings will take the victory formation. They snap it to Dostal. Dostal takes a knee. And that's the last play of the ballgame unless DeKalb College calls a timeout to stop the play. They will not. And that's going to do it. Our final today, Hastings College 20. The DeKalb College defenders 7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. This is DeKalb College Football on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. DeKalb College loses by a final score of 20-6 this afternoon. DeKalb College gets on the board late, 75-yard touchdown drive, most of it on the air, the last 13 of it on a Josh Van Kampen carry up the middle. He bowls his way into the end zone for a touchdown to make the final 20-7. It was 14-0 at halftime. Hastings scored their first touchdown of the day on a 51-yard touchdown run from Dostal to Bone, making it 7-0 after the first quarter. Hastings scored another touchdown near the midpoint of the second quarter on a 17-yard touchdown reception again by Bone, again from Dostal. That capped a 54-yard touchdown drive to make it 14-0. We played a scoreless third quarter, and into the fourth quarter we went with Hastings finally breaking through for a touchdown. after Dort College had turned it over on downs in their own territory, trailing 14-0. They went for a fake punt, and they end up... I beg your pardon, that was not on the fake punt. That drive started at the Hastings 46-yard line, and it was a 51-yard touchdown pass from Dostal to Tyler Mertens. That made it 20-0. That's right. Dort College came up with a defensive stop after they had turned the ball over on downs. And then Dort College showed some character. Eight-play drive, 75 yards. Took a minute 26 off of the clock, capped by Joshman Kempen, getting into the end zone to make it 20-7 as Dort College falls to 0-2 for the season. 0-1 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings goes to 20-7 for the season. I beg your pardon, goes to 1-0 for the season and 1-0 in the conference with the 20-7 victory. I've got the numbers. We'll take a look at those right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Here's how the numbers broke down. First downs, Hastings 16, Dort College 13. Rushing yards, Dort College 176, Hastings 151. Passing yards, 281 for Hastings, 70 for Dort College. Totals, Hastings 432, Dort College 246. Penalties, Dort College committed one penalty, and that amounted to a 17-yard mark off. Hastings, seven penalties, 57 yards. Hastings, 29-30 of possession time. Dort College, 30-22. Third down conversions, Dort College, 2 of 13. 2 of 4 on fourth down conversions. Hastings, 4 of 13 on third down conversions. They went for it once on fourth down. They were 0 for 1. Rushing yards, Lennard Manuel, 71 yards. He netted 71 on six carries. Had a long of 49. Josh Van Kempen, 7 carries. 44 yards, Trey Pickney, 7 carries. For 24 yards, Daniel Fennick, 4 carries for 22 yards. Keenan Balazs, 16 carries, 100 yards, a long of 30. John Dostal, 6 carries for 24 yards for Hastings. Kyle Henricks, 5 of 6 through the air for 62 yards. Trey Pickney, 2 catches for 29 yards. Daryl Van Graal, 1 catch for 21 yards. David Grease and Daniel Fennick, 1 catch each for 11 and 6 yards, respectively. Passing, John Dostal, 18 carries for 27 yards, 18 of 27 passing for 281 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Trevor Bones, 6 catches for Hastings, 119 yards. Zane Anstein, 5 catches for 36 yards. Tyler Mertens, 2 catches for 60 yards. Kenny Anderson, 5 punts for 35-yard average. A long of 55. Daryl Van Graal, 6 punts, 268 yards total, 44.7 average. He had a long of 59. Tackles, Seth Vandevort, 9 solos, 2 assists. Benoit Harris, 7 solos, 2 assists. Sam Ashmore, 6 solos and 2 assists. Ray Cleveland, 4 solos and 2 assists. Kane Ellenberg led Hastings defense with 6 solos and 1 assisted stop. We'll be back with a final word from Open Space Park right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Final score, football, Hastings over Dort, 20-7. Volleyball earlier today, Peru State sweeps, I beg your pardon, Dort College sweeps Peru State and McPherson, 3-0 and 3-0. Women's soccer, Dort College loses to Missouri Baptist, 3-1. Men's soccer just underway, Dort College and Missouri Baptist. Checking if there are any Great Plains Athletic Conference football finals in. And we will do that here momentarily. Get our scoreboard to update. Then we'll tell you what's coming up next week on KDCR. The only other final, it appears, Midland defeats Nebraska Wesleyan in a defensive battle. 7-3, Midland earns the victory today over Nebraska Wesleyan. Graceland and Briarcliff, no report on that non-conference game. Dakota Wesleyan at Concordia, no report there as well. Northwestern at Morningside being played tonight, as is Dakota State versus Doan. Next week on KDCR, Wednesday night, Dort College Volleyball as the Defenders travel to Mitchell, South Dakota to take on the Tigers. We'll be on the air at about 7:30 with that match. And then a week from today, Dort College on the road to Fremont, Nebraska to take on the Midland Warriors in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action. Pre-game show at about 12:40 and kickoff at 1 o'clock. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.